It's Vectis Radio. It's 20 past 10. It's a Monday morning. Beautiful and sunny. We've got special guests now. We've got Tim in from Northwood House. Morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Ian and Dame Shirley. Thanks much for the invitation to come and talk to you today.
He sounds like we should wake him up there. He sounds like he's nodded off.
yeah, it's been a long wait. And
well, he thought he was coming into the doctors, didn't he?
I was just hoping for some professional help, really. But I'm at Vectis Radio, so good morning all.
Now, just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. And we there's good things that are going to be happening. There's good things that are happening. And can we just recap Northwood House? It's not in Northwood, it's in Cowes. Just give us a little bit of history.
Well, I think Northwood House is one of the hidden gems of the Isle of Wight. It's a huge country house set in 22 acres of beautiful parkland, but very few people know about it. Until very recently, it's not been open to the public, and we're still only open on certain days. But really, it's a 200-year history, which takes us back to 1815. But if you take a step back, you've really got to say that the original Northwood House dates from about 1760, when Bellevue House was a huge country house that had a beautiful commanding view over the Solent. It was one of the fantastic houses that ranked with Apple Durkham House on the Isle of Wight. Then, as you progress through the 1780s, in 1793, the hero of our story, George Ward, bought it at auction, decided to completely rebuild it. He'd already made a fortune with East India Company, and then he essentially produced, by 1815, what was the original Northwood House, which was considered to be one of the most beautiful manors on the Isle of Wight.
Thank you. That was brief. That was good. Enjoyed that. Back at the time, up to date. I mean, the last 20, 30 years, and I've done gig after gig after gig there. And I now know that there's a bit of building work been going on, and there's lots, you know, there's bigger plans afoot as well. So where are we now?
Well, where we are now is that we're really sitting on top of our 200 years of history. Northwood House is now, since 2010, been run by a charitable trust. The council has no operational part of the house whatsoever. Well, they do now rent some offices from us, which is great, but Northwood House now stands or falls by charitable contributions, its own endeavours, and a fantastic fleet group of volunteers. So the whole park, 23 acres, is maintained by volunteers. And if you'd like to volunteer for gardening work, or painting work, or decorating work, please get in contact with the house. You're more than welcome. We have teams that work on the gardens, hedges, plants, and do an absolutely fantastic job. But as you say, Northwood House, over its past 200 years, has had a huge history. For over 100 years, it was a party house, and it was designed as a party house. It was never designed to be residential. It was designed to be proper Downton Abbey, upstairs, downstairs. The servants were never to be seen and never to be heard. But for weekends, 400 or 500 of the wealthiest Victorians, the Isle of Wight, including Queen Victoria and Prince Albert, they partied their socks off at Northwood House. And one of the things we're trying to do now is develop that history, present it and interpret it over the coming years, and let people, you know, walk in the footsteps of the crowned heads of Europe.
Do you know what? You mentioned programs there, you know, Downton Abbey and things like that. Some of this always frustrated me in the last few years. We've got all this history on the Isle of Wight, and yet no one's really made a brilliant TV program like Downton Abbey. That sticks in my throat a little bit because I'm not really a Downton Abbey
fan. Come on, it's good. Ian.
And Poldark as well. I mean, that is going to get rave reviews on, you know, the scenery and the place and so on and so forth. You just imagine if you know, somebody written a Northwood House saga.
Well, I think when you start and delve down into the history of Northwood House. Over the last couple of months, I've been putting together a history and a guidebook for the house, which will be available soon, coming to all good stores near you. But I think Northwood House has a tremendous history. I mean, these parties were huge. 400 or 500 guests, 400 or 500 servants. They ran for days and days. The upstairs rooms were sleeping off the excesses before you went back and partied. There was also some unusual parties, and perhaps we can't talk about that on the air, but all tastes were catered for Victorian England, and they were and they reflect Northwood House's design. It was an eclectic mix of culture and fashions. They had huge greenhouses. They wanted bananas and pines and peach trees and all through the year. So it was really Northwood House was all about telling the world how successful the Ward family were.
Brilliant. I'm just picturing banana trees and just, you know, that just sounds marvellous, doesn't it? Down at Northall, they've got the banana tree. Go down and help yourself to a banana. Scrumping would have been
cherries,
interesting.
Plums, pears, everything you could imagine was available. And it was really the sign of a wealthy Victorian family that they could present the biggest, widest spread of food. And of course, ice cream. The Victorians were mad on ice cream. In fact, we had our own ice house there, possibly even two at Northwood House. So things called Sullybubs, which you've never heard of. But they loved ice creams. And in fact, they actually had their own ice cream chef and their own room, which is today the library, where people could, all the way through the day and night, go down and help themselves to ice cream at any time of day or night. But other rooms were dedicated to feeding. These were just massive parties, with no expense spared.
Do you know, it comes up definitely a TV programme, and you know, to rival Downton Abbey. It would be great if you were, like we did last night, we saw Poldark, and you look out across the sea, you've got all these magnificent views. The scenery, the shots from Northwood House would be far, far superior.
It's a fantastic location. I mean, you have to imagine before the trees in the park, which are now 80, 90 years old, but you could see the mainland, the view. But I think when you mine down a little bit into what happened there, I mean, Northwood House, yes, it was a party house, ran some of the biggest balls in England, but also it was a convent, it was a boys' prep school. We had nuns there for nearly 6 years. During World War One and World War Two, it was a very large hospital. So in July 1918, there was over 1,300 patients being treated in Northwood House. The ground was full of tents. The Rotunda car park was a tent. And in World War Two, it was a centre for civil defence for cows. A lot of the casualties from the tragic bombing in May 1942 were brought to Northwood House and treated there. It also had a purpose-built operating theatre, which still survives. So the new guidebook for Northwood House is actually entitled Hidden Histories. We have hidden rooms, we have hidden doors, and of course, as some of your listeners will know, we also have a lot of hidden tunnels. At the moment, if you read the reports, we probably have 9 tunnels under the house. One we definitely know is there, which the council capped in the 1970s, but that runs for nearly 230 yards out to Nunnery Steps. But we suspect there's some more down there. So over the next few months, we'll be looking and seeing whether we deserve some of Northwood House's famous ghosts as well.
Sounds really, really exciting. So what about the future? You've mentioned history. So you're obviously working hard on it.
We are working very hard. The future is bright. I'm sure that's a logo for somebody. But really, it's all to do with budget, it's to do with funding. We rely so much on our volunteers, but Northwood House is quite lucky because it's a very big wedding venue. So we held nearly 40 weddings last year. These obviously bring a much-needed welcome in, but we also do everything from wakes to bar mitzvahs, civil ceremonies, anniversaries. On Thursday, we had an interview room. Dame Ellen MacArthur was lecturing there, and we had 40 or 50 little princesses dancing in the main ballroom, where everybody from Charles and Diana to Queen Victoria and Prince Albert have danced in the 100 years before. So it's a great, great continuation of history on the Isle of Wight. But the future's looking good. Throw a few dates at you. I guess if anybody wants to come and see us to look at Northwood House, and it's a fantastic building inside. We're doing some hidden histories tours. You probably get to hear my dulcet tones for a bit longer, but the 3rd of May is an open day. You're welcome to come round. Enjoy the grounds. It's a fantastic place, and there'll be tea and cakes on the lawn and guided tours and a bit more explanation of a very long and turbulent history. And maybe even someone would like to come along and talk to me about writing your show.
Someone's got to do that.
Someone's
got to do that. We get in touch with Dominic. Dominic Mingella, he'd do that for you.
As a shout out, anybody from the Isle of Wight Family History Society, genealogy, just to remind you that we're holding their AGM on the 9th of May. So again, that's a really fantastic day, lots of exhibitors, and family history is now one of the biggest research programmes on the Isle of Wight. We're actually on the 26th of May. We've got Gardener's Question Time, Radio 4 in. So I think there's just some tickets left for that. So if you want to ring in to come, and unfortunately, you should be listening to Vectis Radio, but there
Absolutely.
We go. Absolutely. But, you know, if you want to ring in and ask James Shirley about why your begonias are dying, that's the other option. But I say the grounds of the house are fantastic. I think 7th of June might be a nice day to come over. It's National Picnic in the Park Day. So get your sandwiches out, come and join us. We've got 23 acres, beautiful views. And we're only 2 minutes walk from Cowes. So come up and join us for a picnic in the park. There's a big car boot sale on the 10th of May. And I think also something if you're more culturally inclined, we're just restarting after some years the classic music concerts. It's only very early days, but between the 4th and the 6th of August, keep an eye on the website. We'll hope to have some classic music in the grounds of Norther House. The house will be lit up. It's going to look fantastic. So
you mentioned the website there. What's the website details?
It's northwoodhouse.org. It's a really easy one.
Isn't it? Even you can remember that.
Yeah, yeah, I can.
What did you just say there? What's the address?
Northwood House.
Yeah. .org.
.org.
As an organisation.
Well, if you just put Northwood House in it.
And again, if, you know, I guess it sounds like a terrible plug for the book, but the book's not actually ready yet. But remember Northwood House, we have a fully licensed house bar there. It's fantastic. It's in built in what was George Ward's billiard room. So fantastic ceiling and a lovely location. We're hosting a literary festival, which was a massive success last year. From memory, 200 plus speakers came. Everything from Diana's brother to Jordan, the model, was down speaking there, and huge number of people, visitors there. And I dare not get shocked by my bosses if I didn't mention that you can actually become a member of Northwood House for a very reasonable fee of £16. It makes you a member. You get the newsletters. You get to vote at the AGM, and you get pre notification of all the great things that are coming in, such as tickets for Gordon's Question Time. So, again, look at the website and please come and join us as a member.
And that website is, again, Shirley?
www.northwoodhouse.org.
Well done.
And again, I think, guys, Dame Shirley, if you want to renew your wedding vows or get married or
Do you know what? I've always wanted to do that, but Mick says why? And I said, because I think it'd be nice.
See, he probably thinks you want to do it with somebody else. You want to renew them with somebody else. He's just explaining it to him. He'll understand.
I think he's waiting till our 50th.
Well, so again, right. It's not just weddings and bar mitzvahs, and we've had some really spectacular weddings, 200, 300 people, and it's great to see the house alive and buzzing.
Of course.
Because a lot of the days I go in the morning, it's very quiet, and, you know, I've got the odd electrician, and we've just been doing an awful lot of work on the electrics and the plumbing and heating, getting it all up ready for the season. The whole rotunda car park, which has been looking somewhat derelict, is now being completely painted. It looks fantastic. In fact, they finish. My next job is to throw the painters off site tonight, ready for a big event at the weekend. So, yeah, huge amount of work going on. But it's not just weddings. It's parties. It's anniversaries. It's private dinners. Just in a fantastic, quiet but candlelit location. But you're surrounded by history. The rooms there are as they would have been 150 years ago. And you know, maybe when you come in for a dinner, it's nice to think that who's walked in the corridors before you.
And
as you sit there I remember someone said, you know, as the band plays and there would have been fantastic evenings there, you know, maybe the ghosts huddling a little bit closer and maybe they smile for a while.
That's just put me off going down them tunnels now.
The tunnel's not open yet, but the cellars, we've just opened the cellars up. They're not open to the general public, but they are now part of our guided tours. They're huge. When you walk down the stairs, you're actually stepping back in time. So you're stepping back to 1850, to the original cellars of Bellevue House. I mean, George Ward had 22,000 bottles of wine down there, his own game, cheese rooms, meat, just to feed the people above.
They knew how to live then, didn't they?
It was very really good to be part of the upstairs,
upstairs
set, I think.
Yeah.
Downstairs, I mean, we also, parts of the house are now showing the fact that they are actually older. So I think parts of the house, we know there was a house there in the 1650s, English Civil War, Oliver Cromwell's time. In fact, the pump, the original pump, probably the oldest part of the house. And there was actually, back in the 1840s, there would have been a pump boy who came in every morning. His job was to pump water from the well up to the cylinders at the top. He would have worked all day. He would probably only have been 12 or 13. He had to wait till the little telltale, put the water back downstairs. He'd close it off, run to the bottom of the kitchen stairs and ask for his bread and dripping, because the servants were not allowed in the house. But remember, there was a team of at least 60 servants lived in. There was a boy who cut all the wicks. Over 400 oil lamps before gas mantles are installed. You've got probably 30 people there just in the coal cellars to fill over 70 fireplaces, which all still survive. A massive operation.
Mm. Hey, look, we've only just touched the surface. Thanks for coming in and sharing it with us. Maybe you'll come back and give us another history lesson. That website, again, if you want to know more about the events, and also if you want to maybe help out in the gardening and indoors, maybe a bit of decorating, that kind of stuff, the address is
www.northwoodhouse.org.
Just one more W, and it would have
been perfect. I said W.
It's the World Wide Web.
You only said two Ws.
I said three W. Look, we're going to have an argument now.
Tim, thanks for coming in.
No, it's been great. Thanks very much. It's very nice to meet you.